Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Imagine sleeping in the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bull & Branch's iconic sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bull & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee plus 15% off your first order with code Odyssey. So head to B-O-L-L and branch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The chilling new original docuseries on Paramount Plus.
Why did he kill his family? The answer lies across the ocean and a woman named Sylvie.
She's the can model.
Where desire leads to deception.
I ended up spending $12,000 and $15,000 a day.
It was addictive.
I can't get you out.
And obsession leads to murder.
Who did this to your family?
You can't really maintain a fantasy forever.
Control Alt Desire. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Javi sting or sing adios to Barca? Today's big Champions League headliner is Barcelona versus PSG, and Barcelona manager Xavi's plan to leave the club at the end of the season may not be set in stone. Xavi has continued to insist his plans to step down at the end of the season, but Barcelona president Juan Laporta has repeatedly hinted that the possibility of Xavi staying during a recent interview with Mundo Deportivo. Laporta said, quote, "I understand that everything is open and everything is revisable. I understand that there have been circumstances that led him to do what he did. But at the end of the season, we'll talk. There is still time to talk about it." Barcelona has gone on a 13-match unbeaten run since Xavi announced in January that he would step down at the end of the season. He leads Barcelona into today's quarterfinal second leg against PSG, with Barcelona holding a 3-2 advantage after winning the first leg in Paris. Is Xavi staying, is Xavi leaving? We don't know, but Charlie, I'm going to put you on the spot here. You are the president of Barcelona. We have a coach that he's unbeaten for the past 13 matches, but he has voiced that he wants to leave. But clearly, amazing coach like he is. What would you do here?
I'll do whatever I can, whatever is in my power to reverse that decision, to keep Xavi. Look at the available candidates out there. There's no one that fits the bill more than Xavi.
Right.
And he's done an incredible job. He's won you a La Liga already. And an early start in his first season. Give the guy time.
Don't you think?
They can't even go out and spend the way that you should be able to spend as the Barca manager. And yet, here they are on the verge of going to the Champions League semifinal.
There's got to be some weird dynamic behind all of this.
100%.
I'm trying to speculate what prompted Xavi to say, okay, I'm leaving at the end of the season. Mm-hmm. Given the fact that he's a club legend and they're not going to sack him in front of everybody, you know, guillotine in front of the crowd. And instead of something so violent for
pretty medieval
right.
way of sacking.
But that's how it would feel for a club legend to get sacked like that. Do you think Joan Laporta told Xavi, hey, we're going to go in a different direction, but I'm going to give you the chance to not fire you. Maybe we'll pay you.
Save face.
We'll pay you out. But instead of, you know, I don't want to
fire you. But why do that
you.
So prematurely?
You want to resign? Because at that point, they were pretty poor.
Yeah. And don't forget the toxicity around the club at that time.
Right. It was Barcelona weren't good. Barcelona hasn't gotten good. We haven't been collectively as media and as pundits around Europe. They haven't been singing Xavi's praises until he said, I'm leaving. They went on a 13-game
so
unbeaten
streak. Do you think that there is a world that exists where Xavi was just like, that was generally how he felt?
Yeah.
Like he was like, no, I love
maybe.
This club. I'm not doing a good enough
maybe,
job for this club.
The media was getting to him, yes. But it's strange because Xavi knows the game. He played at Barca for so long.
But don't forget that even locally, the embarrassment of having a Girona be at the top of the league at that time and just the pressure mounting, and even just the Catalan region of Barca seemingly on the way down. Camp Nou is being destroyed. They're playing in the secondary stadium. The team is playing badly. They don't have the money, the financial. They have no more levers to pull. Everything seems to be mounting and mounting and mounting. All of a sudden, he says, hey, I'm leaving, and they go on this turn, and then Girona starts to slide. The situation around Barca has even gotten a bit more rosy for Barca.
What I'm questioning now is that in the situation, the hypothetical situation that I suggested, Xavi's not going to say, you know what, because it's not on him if he can say so or not. It's on Laporta, because if Laporta suggested, hey, I'd like you to announce that you're leaving because we're going to fire you, we'll still pay you on the, right? It's not on Xavi. And now that he's doing well, it's on Laporta's own pride to walk his words back and come back begging for Xavi to stay. And given what Laporta has said, that he was going to wait until the end of the season to see how everything plays out. Because they lose today, and we could be back this whole 13-game unbeaten streak. We could be back to where we were 13 games ago.
What if it's something different?
I'm wondering. I'm trying to find an explanation
What if it's just his pride, that this isn't the way he wanted. Remember, at the time that he made this decision, this isn't the way he would want
Barcelona as a club. He sounded very defeated when he made that statement.
Yeah. He loves this club. He played for this club. He's a legend of this club.
He bleeds the club.
Yes, this isn't how he wanted it to go. And he thought, maybe it's better for the club if I'm not the manager. Maybe it's just that. And maybe it's not Laporta having to walk back words, because maybe those words didn't come from Laporta. Maybe Laporta even was caught off guard by his decision and maybe even asked him to stay. And now that things are going better and some of that negativity towards the club isn't there, maybe he's looking at this, he's saying and saying, you know what? Maybe I am the right manager for this club. Maybe I do have something else to give.
You think he needed self-convincing?
No, maybe it's not self-convincing, but I feel like his pride did not want to see him be the reason they didn't go to Champions League, that they knocked themselves out of the top four or went on a bad run or got themselves in a worse position. Maybe it's just his love for the club made him decide.
You're like a therapist right now. Yeah. I feel like Xavi needs to sit down, have a chat with you on a couch. You talk him up, build up his confidence a little bit. You can do this, man. Look at what you're doing.
Let's have a conversation.
It's shockingly strange. It's shockingly strange because, like you said, there's who else fits with Barcelona
at the moment.
Like, no, but Rafa Marquez says he wouldn't be taking the job.
But you said who fits.
Right, but really? Mm.
What do you mean Rafa Marquez?
He's the Barca B coach.
So what?
He was a candidate for the job.
What was Pep before he took
You're going to compare Pep and Rafa Marquez?
They both finished their careers in Mexico.
Look, I don't know if it's Rafa. I don't know if it's Rafa Marquez, but there's something.
Does Zerbi wants out
here.
Of Brighton?
There's something.
If you had
going
okay, because it always comes back to betting.
When was the last
me.
Time a is, non-Spanish will, coach took charge of Barca, like Van Gaal?
You just answered your question.
Is Xavi going to be the Barcelona coach
Coleman.
Next season? Would we put money on it?
I would say yes.
Suze, you're the gambler.
I know. Suze's
like, what are the odds?
Me too.
If there were an overwhelming number of candidates, or even one that's available that's super convincing, and
I think he stays.
I don't think there's anyone out there that fits the bill.
And
for
there's
Barca.
A profile that Barca as a club seeks in a manager. You're either Dutch that have played this back. You have a background of total football. Coleman didn't do well though. You got Rijkaard. You got Cruyff. Tata Martino had a similar profile to the Barca coaches, and he didn't do well either. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like De Zerbi plug and play. You have Barca. Barca looks for a profile in managers.
Do you think Ernesto Valverde had that? Appeal?
Be careful, Guillaume's watching.
he's Barca. Ernesto Valverde's Barca played very, very well.
The reason I asked that is just for our guy.
No, but who knows? He played, his Barca was really good.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.